Well, call it spending a healthy amount of time away from the office. Call it looking for some new changes here in what's been a tough period for American workers. But a new survey from Bankrate.com was digging into the attitudes among the American workforce for changing things up a bit. And the surprising amount, I found it surprising, 55% of those in the workforce say they're going to be looking for a new job in the next 12 months. It's pretty surprising given the way that we've seen kind of people start to go back into the office, but clearly some big demand for this great reshuffling to continue. And for more on that and the poll, I want to bring on Mark Hamrick, Bankrate.com senior economic analyst, joins us right now. And Mark, maybe the number is not high depending on what your experience has been in the pandemic, but I mean, talk to me about what you saw when you dug into the numbers here for what the American workforce is saying now.
Yeah, Zach, thanks for having me. I think it's quite stunning. I mean, you have a majority of the workforce, those who are either working or looking for work, saying they're going to look for a new job in the next year. And those numbers go higher if you're talking about younger workers, those 40 and younger, Gen Z and millennials, and also lower paid workers, it turns out. Makes sense, right? Because you want to sort of better your financial plight by finding a job that pays more. But I also think that when we dig deeper into the findings, sort of what they're looking for in the work, they're looking for more flexibility. They're looking for better hours, perhaps, along with not necessarily the top thing, but they're looking for better pay or more vacation time, more time off. And so I think that the pandemic has given us a lot of opportunities, along with the sort of negative parts of it, opportunities to reflect on what's important with respect to our work and lives. And I think that's showing up in the survey.
You know, Mark, it's interesting, especially when you mentioned the younger generations, Gen Z and millennials. And I'm curious, do you think this is kind of a unique moment in time where they can make that leap in their career, get that higher pay versus, okay, I'll do 5 years here, then I'll move on and kind of gradually build up that salary? Would love to explore that further, just the opportunity available to young workers.
Well, I think this is a remarkable time for all workers, and perhaps more so for younger workers, as you point out, when we, you know, acknowledge that according to the Labor Department, there's 10.1 million jobs open out there. And that was as of a couple of months ago. That number may have actually risen since then. You know, I think that always we think in terms of our American economy as one that does provide opportunity. And the biggest opportunity, of course, is for younger workers who are looking to better their incomes and by extension, lift their own personal finances. But I think to your question, I think this is a remarkable point in time because we have all of these kind of cross currents, some headwinds, some tailwinds. And for those who really are inclined to look for work right now to optimize their employment, I would say do it and do it now.
Yeah, Mark, I mean, when you dig deeper into the data here, too, we just showed that chart there in terms of what people are looking for on the job hunt. And, you know, traditionally it might just be pay. But now, having tasted maybe some of the flexibility there in terms of, you know, the hybrid abilities to go into the office, not go into the office, health, time off. What do you think has changed maybe about the pandemic in terms of what this new contingent's looking for as they weigh options?
Well, look at the screen, folks. We're working from home, right? And so that was not anything that we had done before. And we're perfect cases in point here that, you know, this is forced transitions that perhaps even 2 years ago we couldn't have possibly imagined. And so, so many workers across the spectrum have done much the same thing, and having learned that this can be done, and I think that's almost the most important point, it's been demonstrated that it can be done, and in many cases, productivity is enhanced. So the secret's out. Managers know that, workers know that, and so a lot of people want to retain at least some of that and to have the opportunity to work from home, as that chart indicates, at least one day a week, and if not full time, with about one in five workers saying that's what they would like.
Mark, I know you played a critical role in this research from beginning to end here, and I'm curious too if there's something in there that maybe surprised you that you view will be a long-lasting trend that maybe you didn't expect at the beginning of this.
Well, we highlighted that in the headlines, and so, you know, we did gravitate toward the fact that so many Americans do look to be making a change in the next year, including, by the way, 28% of workers who were not currently looking for a job said that they would be looking for a job in the next year. So, you know, maybe they're waiting to strike at the right time there. But I think, you know, most importantly, this isn't just a story for workers, right? It's also a story for managers who need to anticipate that volatility with respect to their staffing and try to really focus on retaining the team members that they currently have. What do they need to do that? And then to think about seizing upon the opportunity to hire strategically, perhaps add to diversity, equity, and inclusion during this time when there is such mobility in our society.
Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, thank you so much for stopping by.